The phone lines, they are open to you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they are here for you. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource. Learn more about Kloss Financial, the separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer. As a matter of fact, if you are an employer, we're going to be talking about something very specific to you about the important role that you play in retirement planning. But you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this morning are CJ Kloss and Forrest Ross of Kloss Financial. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day today, Sean.
It is. We just, okay, Forrest, we'll get to just one moment. I do want to say, we have folks that listen to the station. They hear you and I, or actually you talking about spring is ready for warm temperatures in spring. And I'm like, I think this morning I said, CJ, we may need to just, going by the forecast, we may already need to re-record that one.
I know.
It's so warm.
We're early March still, yeah. And it feels like we're May already. So it's pretty nice.
Not going to complain. The nice thing, too, is your plan, right? For retirement, if you don't like the early March weather when it gets snowy and crummy, you can take some time to Florida or somewhere beautiful like that. Also joining us this morning is Forrest Ross. Forrest, great to have you back. You ready for the beautiful day?
Good morning. The sun is shining and everybody's happy.
Darn right they are. What a great day and what a great topic ahead as well as we talk with CJ and Forrest. Don't forget, of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about the important role that employers play when it comes to retirement planning and some steps you can take when it comes to ensuring your financial future. One of the cool features of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. No exception. We'll have a chance for you a little bit later on this morning to win a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided that. We'll tell you a little bit later on how you can win the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, how you can win that prize. Little tip, pays very well and gives you a little leg up on everybody if you pay close attention to the program, because just about every show, the question and answer come up during the program. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually look back at last week's show and review the question and get the answer there as well for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah, you bet. Well, firstly, thanks everyone for listening and for participating in this stuff. We have a good time with it and we hope you do as well. And congrats to our winner from last week, which was Lisa of Wanakee. Lisa correctly answered the following question. It was true or false. You can make a 2024 contribution to an IRA up until April 15th of this year. Is that true or false? And Lisa was correct in saying that is true.
Ooh. Great work, Lisa. You too can be like Lisa. Pay close attention to the program. We'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in this half hour. As mentioned, we're going to be exploring the important role, the vital role that employers play in retirement planning and practical steps you can take to secure your financial future. Tell us about that, CJ.
Yeah, so some of these insights we're going to talk about came from the Retirement Survey and Insights Report from 2024 by Goldman Sachs Asset Management. They provide valuable data and solutions to help both employers and employees navigate retirement savings. But with us today, as you've already mentioned, we have Forrest Ross, who is our Director of Retirement Services here at Kloss Financial. And so he's going to dig into some of this data and the findings. So Forrest, go ahead.
Thanks, CJ. Thanks for having me on the show again this morning. Good morning, everybody. And let's start by first of all discussing what employers can do to help their employees plan for their retirement, specifically through the 401k plan that they're providing to their employees. And this survey and other research really indicates that employees put a high value on retirement savings, support, and financial advice that they can get from their 401k plan. And this kind of makes sense when you think about it, because when you're planning for retirement, a lot of people can feel overwhelmed and just not sure what to do if they don't have the right guidance. So what can employers do to help provide some support to their employees through the 401k plan? And this survey indicated a couple of key ways employers can help. First of all, they can help by providing personalized planning tools through their 401k plan. So these days, there's a lot of online calculators, projection tools that can help employees figure out what's the right amount for me to save in my 401k plan and how big of a nest egg do I need when I retire. That's one of the big questions that we get all the time when we're talking about participants about their 401k plan is how much do I save, how much do I need? And again, a lot of these tools can really help answer some of those questions for people and put a very complex question into very easy and understand terms. Next, an employer can provide financial advice through their 401k plan. So employees consistently show that they value access to professional advice, whether that comes through in-person one-on-one meetings or group meetings or phone consultations or Zoom meetings. You know, there's multiple different ways that employers can provide that kind of access to employees that can really help them get some good guidance. Next, they can also look at expanding retirement plan features in their 401k plan. There's been some recent legislation that allows employers now some more innovative features, like adding the option for student loan repayment matching program, emergency savings accounts, or even guaranteed income choices. And all of those can really enhance an overall retirement plan's effectiveness and also assist the employees as well. And then finally, educate your employees, again, through the 401k plan with workshops and webinars. People really appreciate being able to access some of these wellness, what we would call financial wellness tools, maybe when they're at home with their spouse at night. So giving the employees access to some of these more comprehensive financial planning topics through webinars and workshops can really be valuable to them as they're trying to navigate their financial situation.
Talking this morning with Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, love to hear from this morning. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Forrest, anything else? I know obviously the relationship employer-employee is a unique one. There's also some other areas that that employers can be really beneficial with their employees, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And the survey really said that employers have a unique opportunity to what they call go from default to engaged planning experience for their employees. So this means going beyond just the standard features like auto enrollment or auto escalate and really help provide their employees with a clear, personalized roadmap. So that way they can use these different tools in the forum that they're being provided for through their 401k services to help them really make intelligent, thoughtful financial decisions.
Great stuff this morning. Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I mentioned that website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Hope you get a chance to stop by there today. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. You can learn about the team. You can learn about CJ and Forrest and Malia and everyone over at Kloss Financial, Eric as well. Of course, all online at klossfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Comes in your inbox. A snapshot of what's been going on in the market. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Our telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Forrest. We'll talk a little bit about 401ks and you. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you miss part of the program, you want to listen back to the show, or maybe you want to share some of the information with friends and family, of course, the podcast available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number 608 608- 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Colossus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking in that last segment with Forrest about the employer side of retirement planning, let's kind of shift gears then and talk about what folks can do as it comes to being a 401k plan participant. What can regular people do to kind of take control of their retirement planning, CJ?
Yeah. So whether your employer offers extensive resources or you're managing this process on your own, there are some actionable steps you can take to kind of set yourself up for success with your employer-sponsored retirement plan. Now, as I start talking about some of these actionable steps, just remember, when we say this, often people go, what are they talking about, employer-sponsored? These are your traditional, so if you work somewhere, often, not always, but often your employer will offer things like simple IRAs or SEP IRAs or 401ks or 403bs or 457s or 401as. And there's all these different terminologies. But the idea being, it is your employer who is sponsoring that retirement plan for your benefit. So those are the plans we're talking about here. And these are the plans that have different resources potentially available to you. We're going to talk about some of those resources and how to empower you. So number one, take advantage of various employer resources. So things like if your employer provides financial planning tools or advisor access, we would suggest use those tools. These resources can simplify decision-making and clarify your path to retirement. Check with your HR team at your employer to see what benefits are available. And when we say that, we're referencing like you go to the website for the 401k plan, often they'll have these calculators like calculate if you're saving enough to actually retire someday. Now, often if you work with a financial advisor, they will do these same calculations for you, but of course, an advisor costs money, right? Whereas these employer financial planning tools that are on the website, they may be less robust, but they can at least give you a sense of if you're headed the right direction. Number two would be to increase your contributions. Even small increases in retirement contributions can make a big difference over time. For example, raising your 401k contributions by just 1% annually can add tens of thousands of dollars to your retirement savings through compound growth over a lifetime. If your employer offers matching contributions, obviously be sure to take full advantage. And it's essentially what we would call free money for your future. Do be aware of some of the maximum contribution limits. We've talked about this in previous shows, but if you are under the age of 50 in 2025, you can contribute up to $23,500 into your 401k or 403b. And if you're over the age of 50, you get an additional $7,500 catch-up contribution. And believe it or not, starting this year and in future years, if you're over 50, but specifically 60 to 63, your catch-up amount is $11,250. So be aware of these ages. These are amounts you're going to want to like try to contribute to those 401k plans as much as possible.
Really good detail. Oh, sorry about that.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, it's some really good details as we talk with CJ and Forrest this morning. Don't forget, you learn more online, the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And CJ, I know CJ over the years, a big thing, and we've done entire shows about diversification, and I've got to guess that this expands through all aspects of retirement planning, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's a good point, Sean. So we talk about diversification within your investments, obviously. So it's this notion of don't put all your eggs in one basket. So we call this be aware of the risk of your decision making, right? It's kind of like the person who says, hey, if I drink and drive, it's unlikely that I will get pulled over. Mm-hmm. And you go, yeah, but you might die, right? Yes. And not to mention you might kill other people. So it's right. When you look at these factors of decisions that you make, similarly, like on diversification, you have to look at the consequence of being wrong. So the consequence of putting all your money in one investment is if that investment doesn't do well, it ruins you financially. So in a similar way, and by the way, most people get this. They go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But think of that through the lens of financial planning decision making, such as like, I save everything into my 401k plan. Well, if you do that, are you aware of your debt load? Are you paying down your debt? Are you building up an emergency reserve so that if you lose your job, you can actually live without having to, you know, tap your 401k plan before you're eligible? You get the idea. That would be diversification of financial planning focus. So don't just think about saving into your 401k plan. Think about the rainy day fund, the high interest credit card debt, the auto loan that you have, the mortgage. Diversify your focus outside of the 401k plan. And Forrest can attest, when he goes to different employers that we work with, where we sponsor the 401k plan, or I'm not, sorry, not sponsor, but we're the advisor on the plan, he will often be talking about these topics. So he will say, hey, here's not only what you need to be doing in terms of saving into your retirement plan, but have you been thinking about these other topics? Step number four would be to just educate yourself. So if you're listening to this show, you can check the box because you're already educating yourself. But read articles, listen to podcasts. You know, often our clients will reach out to us and say, hey, what podcast do you listen to? And so truly, I love this question because I could give you, you know, three or four fantastic financial podcasts that just up your IQ. And then, you know, number five on our list is review and adjust your plan regularly. So this would be your estate plans, your financial plans, your insurance plans. This is the whole of your financial picture. You need to review it pretty consistently. We believe this is where a financial planner can be a huge value add because they will systematize or automate the ongoing review of your financial plan. We often find that if people do it on their own, they spend all their time on one topic, right? Like one might be like, I love my investments and I look them up every single day. And then you go, do you have an estate plan? And they go, no, if I die, I don't know where my money is going, but I've got these great investments that are really great. You get my point. The idea is a good financial planner will be looking at the scope of your financial life and kind of forcing you to pull your head out of the sand and look at it all.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Forrest Ross. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website to you, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website there. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And CJ laid out really good information there. And I've got to guess, though, Forrest, takes some time and effort to kind of put that stuff into practice, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we really feel the key is to, first of all, get started, take some initial action, and then stay consistent. You know, whether you're an employer looking to really empower your employees to make good financial decisions, or you're an individual striving just to get kind of on the right track and establish some financial security, intentional planning and steady action can really make all the difference.
So Forrest, what is kind of that personalized plan? What does that look like?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's different for everybody, right? I mean, my plan is going to look different from CJ's, and CJ's is going to look different from yours. So, you know, you really have to really try to look at your unique circumstances and come up with, you know, what is your income? What are your goals? And then do some really specific planning and projecting for how does your future look and how are all those different financial pieces that we talked about earlier going to fit together. But then you also have to be aware of, you know, things happen in life. It can throw you curveballs. So your plan has to be able to kind of be flexible and be able to accommodate some of those unexpected things that can come up as well.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Forrest Ross, retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. So Forrest, let's kind of work out some hypothetical scenarios and kind of put this into action.
Yeah, thanks. So just to give a couple of quick examples here, let's say that we have Sarah and she's a 35-year-old mom working. So she's trying to juggle her childcare costs, a mortgage, all of her expenses. And, you know, without a plan, maybe she's not able to even contribute to a 401k plan through her employer. If she does it, maybe it's just sporadically. But if she sits down and takes the time to develop a plan with a professional, maybe she's able to establish a budget to kind of get control of her expenses, that then she can start saving small, consistent amounts into her 401k plan and maybe even increase it as time goes on and she gets pay raises. And those kind of action items can really help put her on track to be successful overall. And let's also take a look at maybe a second person, Jim, who's maybe 30 years old, nearing retirement, And Jim realizes that he didn't start saving for his retirement until later in life, maybe either his late 30s or early 40s. And he really feels like he's behind the eight ball, right? He's like, I didn't start until later. You know, how am I ever going to get where I need to go? And the answer is he can still get there, but maybe he needs a plan to help make him realize that he can use those catch-up contributions that we talked about earlier or other things to help make up for that lost time so that way he can get back on track and optimize his savings and help really enhance his nest egg for his overall retirement. So here's really what we believe the takeaway is. You know, you can achieve financial security and retirement, have a successful retirement. It is possible, but it doesn't usually happen by accident. You know, it really requires some serious intentional thought and planning. And you should really just start by assessing your current situation and where you at, and then set out really clear, thoughtful, actionable goals. And please don't hesitate to reach out to a professional if you need help, whether it's a financial planner, CPA, a trusted family member, or tapping into those 401k resources that we talked about from your employer. Don't be afraid to ask for advice if you really feel like you need it.
Talking this morning with Forrest Ross and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Really great information this week, as always. Don't forget, it's a great day to subscribe to the podcast. Head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Of course, you can subscribe right online, learn more about Kloss Financial, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That, again, available to you at KlossFinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Forrest. We're also going to check the inbox. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Had a lot of great information so far in this week's program. Don't forget, you can listen back to the podcast at KlossFinancial.com. You can subscribe there as well. Again, that's KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do the Money in Motion, the Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll do that a little bit later in the segment. But first, we've got the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Tom took the time to write in. He's got the following question. He says, my father recently passed away and left me his IRA. I've heard something about a 10-year rule, but I'm not sure what that means. How does it affect my inheritance? And what are my options for taking distributions? And CJ, I'll give that one to you.
Yeah. Well, obviously, first things first, my apologies on your father's passing. Always difficult to lose a loved one, especially a parent. But to answer your question, when you're inheriting an IRA from a parent, understanding distribution rules is crucial to making informed financial decisions. So great question. Under the Secure Act of 2019, most non-spouse beneficiaries like children, in your case, must follow something called the 10-year rule. Now, it didn't used to always be this way. So you used to be able to inherit money from a parent. It was in a retirement account, and you could use your own life expectancy tables to perform distributions over your life expectancy. But not so much anymore. If the death occurred after 2019, then these new rules apply, which is this 10-year rule. And this means that while you are not always required to take an annual minimum distribution, you must fully withdraw all the funds from the IRA within 10 years of your father's passing. Now, I do want to just hone in on something there. You may or may not be required to pull annual minimum distributions. It depends upon whether or not your father had had reached his required beginning date, known as an RBD. If your father had reached his required beginning date, which is just for RMD purposes, then you will have to continue pulling out at least a minimum distribution and then make sure that all the money is out by the end of the 10th year. Now, remember, if this is a traditional IRA, as that money comes out, it becomes income taxable to you. And finally, if it's a Roth IRA, you still have to abide by the same rules of getting it out either, you know, a little bit at a time or all at the end of the 10th year, but there's just no tax as you pull the money out of the Roth. For everybody, just so you know, when our clients come in, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, we are actually spreading out that 10-year that distribution over 10 years pretty equally, especially if our clients are old enough. So I don't know your age, but you know, depending upon your age, it might just be, hey, if I'm in retirement, you know, and I need to pull out the money and it's taxable as I receive it, how should I do this? Many times we're just evenly distributing it. There would be an exception if that was a Roth IRA. As a Roth, we'd want to leave it alone as long as possible. But long story short here, this whole 10-year rule has created a lot of additional confusion for people. They don't know how to adhere to the rules. A lot of the custodians have not built tools to actually help you on this. So many times they don't even know, think the Schwabs and Fidelities of the world. They'll be like, I don't know, it depends on exact circumstances. Talk to your financial advisor is what they'll say. So I just really encourage you, when you start getting into inherited retirement accounts and needing to meet certain guidelines or rules, this is probably where a good CPA or advisor would be a big help.
What did RBD stand for again, CJ? We haven't.
Required beginning date. So for those who have heard us talk about required minimum distributions, for Americans currently, your RMD age is 73, the year in which you turn 73, but depending upon when you were born, it may even be 75. So somewhere it's either 73 or 75. But your required beginning date is April 1st of the year following the year you turn RMD age. So if your RMD age is 73 and that's in 2025, you don't have to pull out a minimum distribution until April 1st of next year. So interestingly enough, then you say, well, but my father died. What does that have to do with it? The question is, did your father reach their RBD, that April 1st of the year after hitting RMD age? And if the answer is, oh, yeah, my father was 78 years old and had a minimum distribution, well, then you actually have to continue pulling a minimum distribution that was at least as much as what he was over those 10 years. And then by the end of the 10th year, all the money has to be out of the retirement account. So, a bunch of complications.
Sir, and for folks that don't know, I kind of keep a little cheat sheet glossary here. When I like to jot down, when I hear something new, I like to jot it down just when it comes up in future shows. And I don't think we ever talked about RBD before. So that's, that is fascinating.
No, you're just not listening closely enough, Sean. We have.
Have we really? Did we really?
I think so. I seem to remember talking about it. I'm just giving you a hard time.
As you should. You know what I'm going to be doing today? Listening back to podcasts. And of course, it's real easy to do right at klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary for you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. You can want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison. Again, that number is 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer to win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2025, what is the total amount you can contribute into your employer's retirement plan if you are under 50? Is it $20,000 or $23,500? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Forrest, always great chatting with both of you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, thank you very much.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.